Chapter 1 Alex Finn looked around the wine bar gloomily and wondered if it wasn't too late to turn back. He was hoping this would be quick and painless. If he could keep it to under an hour, it'd be a result. Caroline Hunter, universally known as Callie, was an old friend of his late wife. It was around a year now since Karen had died from a brain tumour. There were some reminders of their life together that helped with his grief, and others that didn't. Callie was definitely the latter. She reminded him a little of the Lucy character from the old Charlie Brown comic strips. Bossy, opinionated, and something of a conversational bully. He'd always felt a certain empathy for her rather drippy husband, Eric, who used to escort her, barely saying boo to a goose. They had sent him a card with condolences after Karen's death, and he had assumed they'd quietly fade away after that. He'd thus been rather mystified when Callie texted out of the blue, asking to meet. The bar in Clapham was the sort of place Finn went out of his way to avoid, and it struck him how odd it felt to be meeting Callie without Karen beside him. Usually, as Callie was oh so wittily dissecting his personality, his wife would catch his eye, a knowing look between them which dissolved his irritation, forced him to stifle a smile instead. He couldn't pretend he was even close to being over Karen's death. The experts say there are 5 stages to bereavement: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. By his estimation, he had moved through the first 3 and was now stuck rather depressingly in depression, something he tried not to think too hard about. In short, there was awareness, a realization she was gone, but no acceptance yet. Not by a long chalk. His job, as a detective inspector with a major investigations team at the Metropolitan Police, gave him ample distraction. Whether that was positive or not was debatable. Diversion was good. Not giving yourself enough space to move on wasn't. He knew that, but preferred not to dwell on it. Instead, the multiple investigations he'd taken on helped him make sense of the post-Karen world. The one certainty in his life was that, unlike certain professions, his work wouldn't ever dry up. The official statistics claimed violent crime was on the wane. The amount of overtime he and his team were doing suggested otherwise, and Finn wasn't complaining. Work gave him routine. Routine gave him structure. Structure provided distraction. And distraction numbed the pain. He looked around the wine bar with little enthusiasm. Soft jazz played in the background, mingling with the low hubbub of courting couples. It was a world he felt no connection to. He longed to be at home, with a cup of coffee and his paperwork spread out in front of him. I hope you haven't been waiting long. He recognized the cultured voice immediately and turned to see a tall woman in her early 40s with dark blonde hair smiling at him. Callie Hunter certainly cut a distinctive figure, her fashion style very much rooted in French New Wave. She wore a simple button-down blouse with a black jacket, black denim trousers, and black shoes. The Gallic look wasn't accidental. She ran a small French restaurant in Islington, which somehow managed to survive and thrive despite the harsh economic climate. She was looking at him with a curiosity he had come to recognize in recent months. He'd seen that expression on a lot of faces and was well versed in it. People, it seemed, never lost their interest in where you were at with your bereavement. No, not at all. I only got here about 10 minutes ago. He replied. She took a seat opposite him, and he pushed one of the 2 glasses of burgundy on the table over towards her. I hope it's okay. He'd been assured by the waiter it would impress.